The Advocate's Office was established as an independent office by an act of the Legislature of Ontario in 2007. Martha, one of our hosts, interviewed Erwin Elman, who is the Provincial Advocate for the Office of the Provincial Advocate for Children and Youth. Martha, tell us how the interview went.
When I interviewed Erwin, I learned the Office of Advocacy is independent. I feel since they went independent, the office has opened gates a bit wider. They have welcomed all sort of kind of youth from different kind of walk of life.
Here's part of my discussion with Erwin.
Personally, do you think the needs of youth and children in care are being met?
I think that from probably thousands of young people in child welfare care I've spoken to, whether they're in protection cases or live in care in their crown wards or society wards, I think every time I've talked to them, very seldom, although sometimes, does a youth ever say, it was a completely terrible experience, I wish I was never there. Almost always, they have some things that they say, this was pretty bad. I was in a home that I didn't like. I had a worker that really didn't relate to me or didn't give me my rights. They do have that. Yeah, the system meets the basic needs of children in care. Probably have a roof over their head, whether they think it's a good roof or not, and they have three meals a day, and in Ontario probably can get to school. But does it really meet their needs? Does it allow children who are in the system to be all that they can be, to set goals? They want to be a doctor, to be a doctor. If they want to be a lawyer, no matter who they are, they can be a lawyer. If they want to be a plumber, they want to be a great mother. Does it work to help those children become that? Not as well as it should. I think the children in the system, if we thought of them as precious, our most precious thing in the province, because as a province, there are children. Not just the children's age children. We've said, here are children. And if they were as precious to us as children should be, we would operate that system differently.
Yes, thank you. And what's your intake in how youth and children are being represented overall?
Still, many young people who are in our mandate that we're supposed to serve, whether they're special needs children, youth in custody, all kids connected to child welfare in some ways, children's aid in some ways, I don't think they know about us as much as they should. And then I worry about children and young people, even if they knew about us, don't really have the capacity to speak for themselves. And I think we need to find ways to connect more to the experience of younger children in the various systems, even children's mental health system. One of my experiences is that when I talk about younger children in the system, I've always found that the older young people in the system are the ones who are just leaving the system. They always, no matter what they've been through, they want to do better for the kids that are coming after them. They really want to do that. Ontario can benefit in all sorts of ways by listening and giving opportunity to these young people to change the systems that we have in place for our children.
He was right because we're here as a product of what he was saying about kids wanting to help and give back to the community of child and welfare system and stuff.
No, a lot of youth are unaware of the Office of Provincial Advocate for Children and Youth.
A lot.
I was lucky because my group home actually, they introduced me to it, and I've been a part of them for the past 4 years now, even though I'm not involved with the child welfare system anymore. Anyway.